Hey everybody, this is Shannon with VIP Kid World, and welcome back. In today's podcast, I want to go ahead and continue on with our series, the ABCs for VIPs, and move on into the next letter of the alphabet. So, when you think about the letter C, and you actually have a job with VIP Kid, probably the first thing that comes to your mind is China. So I wanted to talk a little bit about China in this specific podcast. So today's podcast is not just going to be about the country China, but specifically about the Chinese education system. When I was thinking about China and what I could possibly do for this podcast, the first thing that popped into my mind was something that I had read in a book not that long ago. So I'm going to be discussing today in this podcast about an excerpt from a short book that I had read with some other VIP Kid teachers that I found extremely interesting. So if you're interested in knowing what this book is, the title of it is It's All Chinese to Me, and the authors are Ostrowski and Penner. The underwords of the title says an overview of culture and etiquette in China. So that's kind of what this short book was about. There were a lot of very interesting cartoon-looking pictures in it that kind of helped to describe a number of different topics about Chinese culture, history, education, day-to-day life. I found it very interesting read. So if that's something that you're interested in, I would highly suggest taking a look at that book. But I'm going to be talking about, as mentioned, the Chinese education system. And I specifically wanted to discuss this because of how appropriate it is for us with working with VIP Kid. So if you ever take a look at the book, you'll find the information I'm reading coming out of pages 28 and 29. And one of the things that I thought was really intriguing about this part of the book was that it discusses how Confucianism not only has been a part of China for forever, but also has kind of intertwined into multiple places in the culture, not just maybe the government, but also the education system. So I'm going to start by reading a few portions of this this section of the book and kind of discuss some things that I thought were really interesting that I hope give you a better perspective on teaching your VIP Kid students. So this section begins by saying, the education system in China is still very much rooted in Confucian philosophy. Beginning in elementary school, children endure round after round of extremely stringent exams. Students dream of attaining high enough marks to advance academically and gain acceptance into prestigious schools. When was the last time you described your elementary child's testing as stringent? Yeah. One of the things that I thought was just so interesting about that is that the way that parents and the culture are training children, that they would actually dream of being able to get high enough marks, being able to get grades that are high enough 100s, enough A's in order to just possibly gain acceptance into that prestigious school that maybe their parents are hoping that they attend. Now, of course, some of that is familiar for us. There are plenty of people in the United States who have dreams of going to Harvard and Stanford and other, you know, very influential schools. But let's take a look at the next section and see a little bit about what their teaching and education, how it's a little bit different than ours. It goes on to say, tests are based primarily on rote memorization, and students seldom have a chance to express themselves through written or oral presentations. Now, if you were unfamiliar with this, it's something that is very common in China, that idea of rote memorization. And if that's unfamiliar to you, really rote memorization is kind of the idea of doing something many, many, many times and just hoping that that helps you to remember the concept. Putting maybe if we were learning vocabulary words or we're learning a new language, we put the Chinese next to the English and Chinese next to the English and just hope that they stick together. Well, we know from experience that rote memorization is not very effective. It's effective only in the terms of helping you pass a test later on that day or that week. But usually what comes from rote memorization is short-term retention and a loss in the long term. One of the other things I found so interesting was the portion that mentioned that they don't have the opportunity to express themselves. It's something that I think is such a beautiful opportunity for us as VIP Kid teachers. We have an opportunity to give our students the chance, one-on-one, to be able to express their feelings, to express their opinions, their ideas. Unless it's something that their parents encourage at home, it's not something that your students are usually getting to do on a regular basis. So the more you can encourage your students to express themselves, to speak their minds, to tell you how they feel, it's going to be something that, well, you can imagine what it's like being able to tell someone how you really feel when no one in your day-to-day life is asking for your opinion. The next section says, there is very little opportunity for individual creativity. Achieving excellent grades year after year on a never-ending series of multiple choice exams is the only thing that most students worry about throughout their academic life. From ages 4 or 5 all the way up to 17, 18, 19, their entire academic life before they get to college is spent worrying about grades. Is spent on a never-ending series of exams. This is the life that your students are in. By understanding this, it will definitely help us to become better teachers. The book continues in saying that in China, pressure to do well academically is intense. Given its massive population, competition for well-paying jobs exceeds anything the average Westerner can imagine. You know, I think about this in terms of us here in the United States, or wherever you happen to be listening. In the United States, there are roughly 330 million people. So if you have a child, your child gets to grow up in a country where they are one out of 330 million. That's the odds they have at, you know, competitive future, at a well-paying job, all the things that you want for your child in the future, success. But then you go over to China and you realize that the children that you're teaching on a daily basis are one out of over 1.4 billion people. That is a huge difference between what maybe our children here in the United States are up against. The odds of being able to be successful are exponentially lower because the simple bulk of number of people in the country. It makes sense when we think of it like that, for there to be such high academic pressure on these students. And think of this, if a parent weren't to put that kind of academic pressure on their child, what might happen if they don't live up to the potential that they possibly could have? It could be a negative future. One of the things that I thought was so interesting, the section touches on it very shortly, but it talks about teen suicide. You know, that's something that we hate to see. And we hate seeing things where children are up against such intense fears of the future, fear of failure, fear of not being able to achieve what, you know, kind of stats have been put on them by their parents, by their peers, by their teachers. It says that it's actually very common. It also mentions that getting a grade of 90% on an exam, in many cases, is considered a poor performance. Can you imagine telling your child come home from middle school that 89 they got? That's not good enough. That's insufficient. It can be very hard for us to be able to understand where they're coming from. to be able to see this. But I think this can help us as VIP kid teachers, not just to say, oh, well, those poor children in China, I can't believe someone would tell them that they have to have this high grade. You know, when I went to school, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's easy for us to try and compare our lives to theirs, but in reality, they are nothing like the same. Our worlds are totally different. Being able to appreciate their world and just become a part of it, a little piece of what they need for their future, I think it's a privilege that we have. The book continues by saying, with its huge population, Chinese schools tend to be overcrowded and underfunded. Generally, classrooms have 50 to 60 or more students. Students and their families normally have to pay for tuition, books, school uniforms, and meals. You know, I think about that class size. 60 students. Now, some of you have came from the brick and mortar classroom are thinking, I don't want to teach 60 students at a time. Well, they definitely wouldn't want to teach 60 American children at a time. They might be bouncing off the walls, especially if they're very little. But think about what VIP Kid gives a child like this. The opportunity to be not only an individual, not only to express themselves, but also the opportunity for one-on-one support. How much time do you think they get one-on-one attention in a class of 60 students? You can't. You can't give that kind of attention to a child in a class that big. But here we are getting this amazing opportunity to give them exactly what they need. One-on-one attention that is perfectly molded, sculpted just for their needs. It's one of the reasons why I want to work so hard in my classes in order to make that in particular class perfect for that student. I want to be able to adapt. I want to be able to change myself into the perfect teacher that they need, because this might be one of the only times in their life where they're getting this kind of one-on-one personalized attention that can not only help them to learn, but also to feel good about themselves, to gain confidence in their abilities, in their intellect, in just everything about them. I love that opportunity that we've been given by having a chance to teach one-on-one classes with our VIP Kids students. Now, the next section talks a little bit about something that we've probably asked our students before, and it's their school schedule. So the book says, students typically arrive at school at about 7 or 7:30 a.m. and usually don't leave until 4 or 5 p.m. Following their grueling day at school, students who can afford it spend their evenings and weekends attending private classes, often until 10 p.m. or later. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? But let's think about that. It's not just the time they wake up. It's the time they get to school, 7 a.m. Going through school, as this book says, their grueling day. I don't think any of you parents would like to put your child through anything that you would call grueling. All the way up to 5 o'clock. And is it followed by fun and, TV watching and relaxing? No, of course not. It's followed by evenings and weekends full of additional classes. Extra. More. Why? Why are they doing this? The book says, in these private classes, students receive extra training in the hopes of gaining a competitive edge in the examination process. So sometimes we think, oh, why do these parents pay so much money for VIP Kid classes? And we think, oh, you know, because they want a native speaker to teach their child. They want their child to become fluent. They want the one-on-one. And those are all correct answers. But another part to it is that they want a competitive edge. One of the things I read in another book that I found interesting in the same regard is that if especially affluent areas, richer schools. If you are a parent who doesn't have your child in some kind of extra academic or secular type activity after school, you're actually looked down upon by other parents. So not only is it a thing to save face, but it's also their desire or want for their child to have that competitive edge. Can you imagine what happens to the child in class who doesn't have that one-on-one teacher, who doesn't spend all this extra time outside of school taking additional classes? Yeah, they're going to be the one falling behind. And sometimes that's simply going to be because their family just can't afford to move forward. The book says that it's not unusual for students to spend 20 to 25 hours per week attending supplemental after-hours classes. The ultimate goal is to get accepted first into a so-called good junior high school, then into a good high school, and finally into a good university. 20 to 25 hours a week. I bet at least half of you listening don't even teach that much. Maybe some of us don't even work that much. Can you imagine putting a child through a part-time job's worth of time of additional courses after that 7-to-5 routine at school? This is what your students are going through, all in the hopes of being able to climb their way up the ladder. You notice how it said good junior high, good high school, good university. All those tests that they're taking are the things that are helping them to get into those different schools. Taking the tests to get in. Some of these kids even test into elementary schools. This is the world our students live in. This is the world that we need to understand about our students. The next portion talks a little bit about that university system. With so many people and relatively few places available in China's universities, the entire education system is not so much geared to educating students as it is to weeding them out. I'm going to read that again. The entire education system is not so much geared to educating students as it is to weeding them out. Can you imagine? Weeding them out. Their entire system is in a way against them. It is created for the child who's good at test taking. It is created for the child who's academically ahead of the rest. It is not necessarily there to educate them so that they have knowledge, whether that is about the world or, you know, factual knowledge, but it is to see who can rise to the top. Splitting the weeds from the wheat. Separating the chaff. This is what your student is working so hard every day on. So the next time you think a child, you know, your student tells you, oh, they had to do homework and they worked so much and they had 15 classes this weekend and they did homework on their birthday and did you go on vacation? No, I stayed home and studied. And in your mind, you're thinking, oh, this poor child, you know, they never get to have fun. Those formative years, those elementary, middle school, high school years, they are literally on a timer. And that timer is saying, you've got to figure out how to make your way to the top. Otherwise, the system will weed you out. Do you realize what this means for us as VIP Kid teachers? It means that we have to understand how important the 25 minutes we spend in class with that child is. If this is the life that they're leading, that means that every minute of their life, every hour plotted out from elementary school all the way to high school, you are taking time out of their day. Do not waste it. Don't waste their time. Realize that what you do in your class could be helping them in the long run to achieve what they need in the future, to become that fluent speaker, to rise to the top in a culture that is created for those people. What you do, how you create activities, how you change your classroom into one that is
understandable, one that is retainable, one that is interesting and fun. What you choose to do in your time might just be the thing that helps your student to succeed and have a successful future. Make a difference. Do not miss an opportunity to do so. The last section of this paragraph here and section of this book finishes off like this. Children are faced with hundreds of exams while going through primary and secondary school. Thrust into a fiercely competitive environment at an early age, the path to success is fraught with many obstacles and countless chances for failure. Only a select few who are lucky enough and clever enough manage to make it into a so-called good university. This secures an almost guaranteed path to a decent career and a healthy financial future. The entire academic process, in effect, parallels the ancient imperial examination system based on Confucian principles of learning. Their culture, their education system, it's based on something very old. It's something we need to respect. But we also need to realize that we can become a part of this process. That's what parents hope for their children, that when they pay for our classes, we will help them to hopefully be a part of that group who are, as it mentions, lucky enough or clever enough to make it into that good university. If so, we might be helping our students to do as this book says, guaranteeing a path to a decent career and a healthy financial future. This is what VIP Kid gives us the opportunity to do. So instead of judging what we see about this other culture, we can embrace it. We can take it for what it is, a necessity. The culture has to be this way because of the size. It has to be this way because of it being their culture. And it's something that we respect and it's something we love to learn about. And I hope that you enjoy learning more things about China. I encourage you to read books about China. This is a great book. I always encourage teachers to read Little Soldiers by Lenora Chu. It's one of the absolute best books that I have ever read about China. It changed the way that I taught in my classroom because of being able to have a clear view of my students' life from start to finish. If that's something you're interested in looking at, definitely take a look at that book. As mentioned, Lenora Chu is the author. Little Soldiers is the title of the book. I listened to it on Audible, which was really cool. If you've never done Audible before, which is audiobooks, the first time you get one, it's free, which is awesome. And I hope that if you enjoy that, let me know what you think about it or what you have thought about it if you've read it already. As I mentioned, I'm available. You can reach me through my email, which can be found on the information about this podcast or on anchor.fm/VIPKidWorld. And that's the end of this podcast. I do hope that you guys enjoyed it. I hope that you got a little something out of it and that it can help you to take a better perspective of teaching your VIP Kids students. Understanding their life can help us to be better teachers and fit into their life in a perfect way that hopefully creates a better future for them. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, share the podcast with your friends. Make sure to follow the podcast, whatever source that you're listening to it on. Thank you so much for listening. Share it, tell your friends, put it on social media you want to share. I really appreciate your support. And looking forward to moving on to the next letter of the alphabet, letter D. Until next time, I'll see you soon.